One specific thing I wanted to ask about, a few months ago, somebody on your staff was speaking with, I believe it was Matt Jerzyk, on RI Future, and put his progressive mind at ease with regard to your positions on abortion and same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask what your positions are.
Yeah, I was in the legislature for 16 years and represented a section of Providence that was called a progressive section of the city, the West End, and these issues were talked about quite a bit, both on the campaign trail and when votes would come up in that area. So I think what they did on that write-up was they looked at my actual votes over a number of years, and they are what they are. I could pull them back up. I don't have them committed to memory. But I would just overlaying the district that I was representing and my personal beliefs. Personally, I'm a practicing Catholic. I feel very strongly in my religious views, but I don't look at government as a place for me to exert those on others. That's how I've dealt with that issue over
so
the 16 years.
That's both issues? Abortion
and same-sex marriage? Same-sex marriage, again, you know, it's so specific with legislation that would eventually potentially make it through a process. People's views change on that. I mean, I could point out people who are openly homosexual who have run for office in the past and said maybe they could live with civil unions. You know, so as time goes on, you have new legislation. I mean, Connecticut has passed something, Massachusetts has passed something, we're sandwiched in between.
Courts pass.
Okay, I'm correct. They have practices in place that are legal, or they ended up in place. So I would continue to be consistent with, again, personal views. If I could wave a magic wand, I would like if people followed my views and my church's teachings. But I'm not going to impose those on a wider audience. I'll leave that to the individual.
I guess the word that becomes important is impose. Same-sex marriage does not exist at the moment in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. So to resist that
I'd look at a specific bill. I'd want to see the language in a bill. Again, these aren't issues. I look at our economy as the biggest issue in creating jobs in our economy. And if I were to run for any office, I wouldn't be running to advocate either of these issues. Now, I've been in public life for going on 18 years now, and I'll face them when necessary, but I'd rather spend my time on strengthening the Rhode Island economy, the financial practices of our state, and have us be a leader in those areas. These issues take up enough debate on their own, never mind at this stage in discussing where we are as a state, but I would look at any bill that dealt with same-sex, civil unions, marriage, or whatever would, and weigh the merits of that bill. If something was presented that I saw as reasonable, I wouldn't stand in its way of passage. But by the time it got to that point, I would obviously go through a lot of debate and compromise, I would think.